This morning, I want you to help me appreciate our father and our mommy. Daddy, I'm very grateful for the opportunity you have granted unto me. Since I came, the reception has been very good, and I'm very grateful. Church, I bring you greetings from Tema, the city of Tema. Hallelujah. Daddy was there about a little over a year to bless us, and it was awesome. It was awesome. My ministry has been impacted greatly by our father in the house. You have no idea. There was a time in my ministry where I was so confused. I didn't know what it is that I was doing. And one dawn, around 2 a.m., I woke up. I wanted to go to the washroom. I wanted to know the time also. So I took my phone, touched the screen just to see the time. And Facebook pops up. And I noticed for the first time our father preaching. It was a short message at 2 a.m. It was about 1 minute or so. And I couldn't sleep again. That was 2019, the latter part of 2019 to 2020. From 2 a.m., I searched for all his messages, listened. And I tell you, during the days of Corona, when there was lockdown, that was when I drank from the spiritual rock which was in this house. I listened to every message that was posted on the internet. I went to YouTube, listened to all his messages every night, praying with his messages. And that was when clarity came to me. I got to know what it is that God has called me to do. You have no idea. I started seeing certain manifestations in my ministry. I know you are waiting for the message, right? I know. You will get it, don't worry. But, you know, faith adventure. Faith is a force, right? And it is by one man's obedience we are all gathered here. Are you here? It is by one man's faith that we are all gathered here. And he's worth celebrating. Listen. I said something, faith is a force, right? We lay hands on people manifest, they fall maybe a certain distance. That's power, yes. But there's another dimension of power that can draw people from the nations of the world to come and gather. That is force, and that in itself is faith. And it is his obedience by which we are gathered here. I have had so much impartation from this man that time will fail me to tell of all of them. Of course, I'm not here to tell you everything. I'll give you the message. But if I don't say these things that is on my heart, I'll be an ungrateful person. Are you here? I know you know him. I'm here. Kasuprasata. The Lord has made my ministry clear through him. And I said earlier, I saw certain dimensions in my ministry, specifically the power area. One of the things that fascinated me when I heard, that was in 2020, what the media did with some of his sound bites, that was revolutionary unto me. I'll play it for you to hear. Yes. I'm serious. I was hungry for certain things, right, in ministry, and I found it in him. It will come.
Powerless life, life without identity, kingdom of darkness does not acknowledge that I have come, and I live under the yoke of the devil. I don't want to live. I don't want to live under the subjugation of the kingdom of darkness. I believe in power. I'm a creature of power. I was forged by power. I was created for power. I have been given power.
Did you hear that? You have no idea what this thing did to me. It is my ringtone. It's been my ringtone for a long time. And I'm not joking about that. Anytime my phone rings, Hallelujah. It was after we've seen the dead raised. Are you here? One day, one of my sons called me. He had a little boy. I was playing with him. Out of nowhere, the boy just goes off. That's who? Daddy, you remember who? Yes. And he called me. I was going to teach the Bible school. Normally, I put my phone on silent. But that particular day, I don't know how come my phone was not on silent. So I was walking into the lecture room to go and teach, and then my phone rang. And this is the problem. His son is gone. And if you are a son of Apostle Arome, you heard a sound bite. I told him, put the phone on the child's ear. I called him back. I know you have heard testimonies. I know you have heard testimonies. But I want you to understand something. That the father of the house is not an ordinary man of God. He's not an ordinary man of God. He's genuine. Very genuine. And he's been a blessing to me. His humility. The first time I meet him, he tells me that, follow me as I follow Christ. I say, what? You won't hear that. You won't hear. It's loyalty for life. Whether the man is off or not, it's loyalty for what? Life. Daddy, I honor you. Hallelujah. So, adventure. Faith adventure. I was trying to get a definition for adventure. I wrote a few things down. One, an adventure is an unusual, daring, and sometimes exciting experience. An unusual, daring, and sometimes exciting what? Experience. Another definition, reckless, potentially hazardous action or enterprise. Engage in daring or risky activities. You know, faith in itself is risky. Faith is what? It's a risk. Adventure itself is also risky. So it's risk, risk to the power too. If you want to walk with God, if you are determined to walk with God, you must be ready to take risk. And here I'm talking faith. Are you here? Mm-hmm. For the Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without faith, you can never please God. If you come to him, you must know that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that what diligently seek him. You are coming to him and you don't have faith. You are coming to him and you don't believe. Why come? Stop deceiving yourself. Are you? If you read Hebrews chapter 11, the hall of faith, right? The Bible says, time will fail me to tell of what? Gideon, of Barak, of Samson, of Jephthah, David, the prophets, who through faith subdued what? Kingdoms. They wrought righteousness. Quenched the violence of what? Fire. Shut the mouth of lions. The edge of the sword was stopped. Some had their dead raised back to what? Life. You see, if God will take you to your next level in ministry, you must meet a man. Are you here? You must meet what? I've experienced certain things in ministry before and after I met him. So I know what I'm talking about. Are you here? Faith in the kingdom of God is currency. Are you here? Faith is what? Currency. This currency is put in circulation via words. Just as you can use currency to acquire things physically, when it comes to the kingdom of God, our currency is what? Faith. And just as the government will circulate currencies in the kingdom, to circulate currency, it is through what? Words. Are you in the house? So faith speaks. You can't meet a man who has faith and does not speak. The Bible says the righteousness which is of faith speaketh in this wise. Say not in your heart that who will go to heaven to bring Christ down, or who will go to the deep to bring him up. The word is near thee, it's in your mouth. Are you here? Mm-hmm. We have the spirit of faith, and therefore we speak. Therefore we speak. Therefore we speak. You remember the Syrophoenician woman? She went to Jesus Christ. And what happened? She told Jesus that my daughter is vexed with evil spirits. Come and heal my daughter. Jesus said, no, no, no. Initially, he didn't even mind her. The woman bothered. And the disciples came to tell Jesus that, drive the woman away. Afterwards, the woman still persisted. And what did Jesus tell the woman? I did not come for you. The shocking thing was that Jesus called her a dog. And that was insulting, right? If it was you, you get angry. You leave church because pastor insulted you. Is that not it? But a woman with revelation, the woman with understanding, we are talking about faith here. The woman, probably being a housewife, has seen that when food falls off the table, what happens? The dogs can pick it. So she said that. And Jesus said, wow, that's great faith. That's great faith. The centurion also went to Jesus. Same scenario, but told Jesus not to follow him to the house. He should speak. And Jesus did that. But before then, Jesus said, that's also what? Great faith. So what is my point? Speak. 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 The problem is that we dwell too much in the sense knowledge. how I feel, what I see, and that limits you. I hear? But faith is supernatural. Faith is supernatural. And anybody who walks in faith, most of the times is misunderstood. Because it's supernatural. And I dare say, faith is madness. Faith is what? So the title of my message is Madness. Are you in the house? Maybe in 20 minutes I need to finish and then see what the Holy Ghost will do for us. Are you in the house? I said the title of my message is what? Madness. And this, I got it from Daddy when he delivered the first day message. He was talking about Noah and how mad Noah was. In his generation, he was considered as what? Mad. How can you build an ark on a dry land? You are building a ship. If you come to my country, when you go to the northern side, there's no water body that can take a ship or maybe a boat. There's nothing like that. Maybe when you build it in the south, yes. So if you are building an ark in the northern part of my country, Ghana, you'll be considered as mad. And I think that was what Noah was doing. Are you here? It was madness. Are you ready to be mad? Are you sure? When I gave you the title Madness, you were a bit. Ooh. Madness. Faith is madness. Faith is what? Everything shows that this one is dead. You say, no, he's not dead. He's not dead. He's asleep. Are you correct? The Bible says they laugh him to scorn. They laugh the Messiah to scorn. You love yourself too much. That's why your situation hasn't changed. I say you love yourself too much. That's why your situation hasn't changed. You are concerned about what people will say concerning you. So you can't take any step. I came to tell you that until your friends, until your family, until some people decide to call you mad, I don't think you have started this your Christian walk. I'm telling you. Apostle Paul was speaking to Agrippa and Festus to the point that Festus got up and said, he shouted, he said, Paul, you are mad. Paul, you are mad. He said, I'm not mad. He was preaching the gospel. The gospel was firing in his blood. Paul was so fired up that Jesus' gospel, he calls it my gospel. My gospel. Even our Savior Jesus Christ was once described as what? Have you read it before? Give me John chapter 10, 14 to 21. If I don't read the scripture, the theologians among you, are you here? I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and I'm known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice. And there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore, that my Father loved me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. There was a division thereof again among the Jews for these sayings. And many of them said, he had a devil and is mad. Why hear him? Others said, these are not the words of him that had the devil. Can the devil open the eyes of the blind? Jesus was described as what? mad. What are the characteristics of madness? Don't worry, the message will hit you. Don't worry. Follow me. Mad people are weird. They have weird behavior. You understand? You can't understand them. You are walking in town, you see a madman, he's dancing to no song. Is that not it? He's hearing something you are not hearing. He's seeing something you are not seeing. Are you here? That's faith. What are you hearing? What are you seeing? You, what are you seeing? When Jesus met the madman of Gadara, the Bible said, Jesus asked him, what's your name? He says, Legion, Legion. I did a small study and I learned that 6,800, a little over 6,800 demons he was carrying, walking. That's a madman. When Jesus casted them out, even 2,000 pigs could not hold, contain them. But a man had it and was walking. And that's demons. The Bible says chains cannot bind him. Fetters, no. His dwelling was among tombs. If I tell you go and build your house in a cemetery and live there, will you be able to do it? You won't do it. But madman, as was in the Gadarene, was aided by spirit, so he could dwell in cemeteries. Are you here? He's aided by spirit. He is supernatural. A madman is supernatural. What spirit is aiding you? The Bible says signs and wonders should follow us. Is that not it? But do you know that one of the most anointed people in the dark kingdom to walk on the face of this earth are madmen? Have you seen that they are rushing a madman to the hospital because he has ulcer? He has fasted till he has ulcer. But you, when they tell you to fast, you say you get ulcer. You with the Holy Ghost. You with the Holy Ghost. Have you seen a madman being rushed to the hospital because he has hypertension? No, I'm drawing your mind to something. Ole moze breze kete. Kaso se prekete. If the spirit of him that raised Christ from the dead dwell within your body, he will quicken your mortal body. Is that not what the scripture says? Madmen are supernatural. They are what? They eat from the dunghill. They drink water from dirty, even gutters, right? Do they get sick? No. It's an error. It's an error. The spirits will not allow him to be sick. The spirits will not allow him to be sick because he's aided. He's carrying demons. You are carrying the King of Kings. You are carrying the kingdom of God in the inside of you, and you are still struggling with hypertension. There's an error somewhere. You have anxiety. You have depression. You are carrying God in the inside of you. Huh? There's an error somewhere. I said there's an error somewhere. That was what was happening to Noah. He was carrying something his generation didn't know. Sasso prekese. The Bible said that you, when you became born again, when you accepted Jesus Christ, you were sealed with the Holy Ghost. You were sealed with the Holy Ghost. So when you buy a bottle of water and the seal is broken, will you drink it? No. Sealed with the Holy Ghost. But you have decided not to manifest. You have decided to be ordinary. You have decided not to be supernatural. The Holy Ghost is not happy in the inside of you. He's sleeping. The Bible says that God's mighty power was made available in resurrecting Christ. Ephesians chapter 1, 19, right? God's mighty power. And that's the spirit you have. That's the spirit you have. When I identified myself, when I got to know who I was, that is, one day I was somewhere And a man walks to me and starts confessing. I've not asked him anything. No. He starts confessing. He's telling me he's in the occult. He spoke for long. After a while, he paused and he asked me, "Are you a man of God?" Then I say yes. Then he left me. He ran away. A force caused him to open. Those people, they don't talk. They don't talk. He brought a book. He was showing me when they go for meetings, how they can astral project. And he was talking. I was looking at him. Listen, after a point, he stopped. He said, "Which Holy Ghost do you have? That you and a witch can still be in the same house? You are not mad enough. Kasoprasakata. You are not mad enough. Oh, one day we were in church. A certain guy came to the church. He said he was looking for me. He's a Nigerian. And he's a warlock. I didn't know. He came, he did whatever he was supposed to do. During the service. Ooh, just one touch. He took all the men in the church. All the men in the church to pin him down. One man. This is a guy who, he told me certain things about, it's we can't even share it. After the deliverance, 4 hours confession, 4 hours, we were sitting down, 4 hours, he was downloading stuff. The kingdom of God is in you. I said, the kingdom of God is in you. One mad person in the Bible that fascinates me a lot is John the Baptist. Oh, born of a high priest. He said he won't stay at home. His place is in the wilderness. His father begged him, said, "Oh, you know you are supposed to take over from me. We wear linen ephod. We dress, you know." John said, "No, this is not my place. This is not my place." He left into the wilderness. Society of today. What do you think they will say of him? He's a madman. The mother goes to the market. He's coming. His colleagues meet her. He say, "Oh, I met your son. He's not wearing any shirt. And he's chasing grasshopper. I saw him chasing church. You know, that's what he was eating. Is that not what the Bible says?" A high priest's son, firstborn, after so many years of waiting for a child, you produce this one child. And he leaves you into the forest, into the wilderness. Say, so he's hearing that God is calling him. What are you hearing? It took that level of madness to introduce Jesus Christ. You didn't hear me. It took that level of madness to endorse Jesus Christ. Let me put it that way. Assuming he stayed with his father, he would have missed that ministry. Some of you are here. God is calling you. But because you are a pleaser of men, so you are stuck. You are stuck. Paul said, "If I yet be a pleaser of men, I'm not fit." Jesus said, "Think that I came to bring peace. You think that I brought peace? No. I came to set father against son, mother against daughter." So what it means that if you are ready to follow Jesus Christ, you must be ready to disappoint men. You see, faith is a conviction. It's a knowing. When you know, yes, we have the logos. And then we have the revealed word. When the revealed word hits your spirit and you take an action, nobody will side with you. Some of you are here. You are in that category. I came to pull you out. I said, "I came to pull you out." You are supposed to take a very strategic decision. Strong one. But you are afraid. No glory. I said what? No glory. John the Baptist. Look at the description Jesus gave him. Of all born of women. Huh? There's none greater. Me and you are in the category Jesus said we are better than him, right? But are we able to do the things he does or he did? You have the Holy Ghost indwelling in you. And he's not speaking to you. He's not directing you. He's not telling you anything. There's an error somewhere. I remember when I used to work in the corporate world. One day I came home and said, I've resigned. My mother-in-law was insulting me. Everybody was insulting me. Why? Gainfully employed. I've resigned. And I was far from microphone. I was not resigning to go and preach. I was resigning to go and serve a man of God. To serve him so that he can fulfill his ministry. I had my master's over how many years ago. I was in the house of the man of God one day, and my subordinate who has changed job came there, and I was working. I was doing masonry work in the house, helping carpentry work, everything. And then when I saw my subordinate, I looked upon myself and I was like, what is this decision you have taken? That's madness. That's what? Oh, you don't get it. Far from the microphone. Because nobody has ever told me that you preach the gospel. Nobody told me. Nobody. Far from it. But there are some sacrifices that you have to make. I said, yeah, what? If I listen to our father over and over, the sacrifices are enormous. He has paid the price. And today we are here. Today we are what? Here. I remember one of his messages. He was talking about renting a house, not knowing the house was haunted. When he entered, he said, two mad people cannot stay here. One must check out. You remember? I don't know what happens to you when you hear messages like that. But I'm hungry for more. I'm hungry for what? For more. I'm hungry for more. Noah, Jesus, Apostle Paul, countless in the Bible. To be able to walk with God, you must be an extremist. Did you hear what I said? You must be what? An extremist. You can't be in the middle. That's lukewarmness. That's lukewarmness. Are you here? That's lukewarmness. And these individuals I've mentioned, they are all in the extreme. They are all in the extreme. Some of you are here. You need to take a decision. After this conference, there are some friends that must leave you. There are some friends that must leave you. There are some people that must leave your life. Some of you, even the job you do, you need to drop it. You didn't hear me. You need to resign. Sacrifice is what we struggle with. But the Lord was teaching me some things about mad people. And he told me that mad people are very sacrificial. Very, very sacrificial. And he started opening some things to me. He was talking about the fact that some of the people you see in society who are mad, they walk there like that. You have no regard for them. In the night, when they switch over, they chair meetings. Most of your mayors, most of your CEOs, they go take instructions from those mad people. They have decided to take that madness as a sacrifice so they can They can rule the society in which you are in. You didn't get me. They are very sacrificial. In the spirit, when you see them, they are kings. Sometimes your presidents, they are under them. Sacrificial. You don't want to sacrifice anything for God. You want to eat your cake and have it. It won't work. It won't work. Some of you, come up here. Come up what? Mm-hmm. Come up here. The Bible says, do not be drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with what? The Holy Ghost. So, in effect, you can say that the Bible was comparing the Holy Ghost with what? Alcohol. And have you seen anybody drunk before? They are like balloon. And what do I mean by balloon? The Holy Ghost is asking us to be like balloons. What fills the balloon is that which also carries it around. So when the Holy Ghost fills you, he carries you around. So you'll be like the wind. If you are very much predictable, there's an error somewhere. The wind blew it where it listed. You can't tell where it coming from and where it going. That's how your life is supposed to be. There's somebody here that I came for. Rise to your feet. I came with one of my guys. Stephen, where are you? Stephen. Stephen, come. Yes. Take the microphone and do something for me. Listen. One of the responsibilities or one of the assignments I have is to recruit. I'm an HR officer. For God. That I know. I hear. Open your mouth and begin to pray. I need to recruit some functionaries. Before I drop this microphone. Runda melada belada bekapa, iberendi atana, zebelada bekapalada baka, yada balada balada baka, erude belada bekapalada ba, imperada bekapa, imperada bekapa, imperada bekapa, erude belada beka, imperada belada belada bekapa, erude belada.
Open your mouth and pray.
Baka,
imeri veve. Kusai suprikiti. Erude melada. Zai balaba suprikiti. Erude belada beka. Zamba kuliyepi. Kuskeke kuti.
Ya tabala baka
abbia una gioia, una e.
One of the attributes of John the Baptist was that he's a carrier of fire.
Una
abbia. He's a carrier of fire. Kaloprasa kata kata kata.
Una e.
It was a burning and a shining light.
Una abbia.
Jose Mokoli e Peter Perese kata kata kata. The anointing is going to come upon you right now. Ayamoko is going to come upon you. The Holy Ghost, that separates men who are ready to separate themselves to make Jesus proud. To make Jesus proud. In the name of Jesus, the Holy Ghost is coming upon you. Certain functionaries, in the name of Jesus, lift up your hands. By the count of three. By the count of three. The apostles, the prophets, and the evangelist. It's happening, it's falling. One. Takato preketekete. Two. Three. Receive an impartation of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Receive it one. Receive it two. Receive it three. Yes, it's happening. Yes. Ushers, if you find anybody scratching the eye, the eye. Oh, the gift of vision. It's happening. It's happening. It's falling upon you. It's happening.
Yes. Kotepo popo. Tambra kata kata kata. The prophets. The prophets. Olebo. Come up here. It's happening. Otei cho 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 cho. Otei no 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 no. Malaipa. Babo sembo kuti. The apostles. The apostles. Don't drown me. Don't drown me. The apostles. The apostles. Ayamakata. Some of you are here. You are apostles, but you don't know. You have an apostolic calling. Kataita. It's happening. It's happening. It's happening. It's falling on you. Yes. It's happening. Listen. Peter said, such as I have, I give. Such as I have, I give. Oye mo 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 liebe. Kote into po kote kiti kiti kiti. Your hand is burning you. Your hands are burning. Your hands are burning. It's burning. It's burning. It's burning. It's burning. Yes, the gift of healing. Oh hey, yes, it's happening. It's happening. It's happening. Yes, help her. Fire. John the Baptist. Ayoimo. Koleto. Pataita. Kozemo kuliete. Onda pada 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 pada. Pataito pa kuliete. Kataito pa kata. Fire. Hotel cho 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 Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Some of your eyes will itch you. It's itching you. It's itching you. It's itching you. Bataito. Kole imba kata kata kata. Listen. One day I went to one of the West African countries to go and preach. Daddy, when I landed at the border, a madman from nowhere came. He was walking around my car. And I knew that the meeting is not going to be ordinary. He's the keeper of that gate. And he has seen that somebody is coming. An entity is coming. When I went for that meeting, I entered the service and they were throwing stones from nowhere on the roof. That day, Daddy, it was awesome. I did an altar call for witches. I called, if you're a witch, come out. Three people came. You are here. If they tell you, rededicate your life to Christ, you are shy of the one sitting next by you to even come out, right? Talk less of if you're a witch, you will come out. No, you won't come. So the utterance that I gave was not an ordinary utterance. Let me give my last command. Listen. There's somebody here I came for. But because of time, let me quickly drop the microphone and go. There's one person whom the Bible described. That's the apostle. The Bible described him as one who mocks at fear. You see fear, you mock at fear. That's the apostolic. Bring him. Bring him. Bring him. Bring him. He mocks at fear. They say when he hears the rattling sound in the quiver, then he's enabled. That's the apostolic. I came for the apostles especially. This is the generation we need the apostles.
apostles more than ever. This generation, we need the apostles more than ever. It was the apostles that started the church, and it is the apostles that will close the church age. It's our time. It's our time. It's our time. It's our time. Everybody in this auditorium, anybody called into the apostolic, I pull you out. I pull you out by the Holy Ghost. By the Holy Ghost. Bring a guy, bring him. Yes. Yes. The Bible says the apostles will bring the capstone. That's the final stone to make the ark. Yes, it's the apostles. They will fit it in, and then the ark will be completed. All the apostles in the house, I pull you out. And after today, what do you do? Do. What I do? What I do? What I do? What I do? What I some of you. Oh, I don't have time. The baptism of fire. The baptism of fire, yes. Oh, the Lord says I should release it. The baptism of fire. The baptism of fire. Fresh fire. Fresh fire. By the count of three. One, two, three. Yes. Yes. Yeah.